6 weeks after the explosion and sinking of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig, no substantive progress has been made in stopping the oil that's gushing from a mile below the surface waters of the Gulf of Mexico. The top kill method, the latest maneuver employed by British Petroleum to stop the leak, failed. According to many scientists and environmentalists, the oil, along with the toxic dispersants that have been used to break up the spill, have polluted the water column, descending to the seabed where bottom-residing organisms such as shrimp, crabs, and oysters are found. The spill has also fouled Louisiana's shoreline estuaries and threatens the coasts of neighboring states. BP's oil blowout, the largest in U.S. history, has already had a severe environmental and economic impact on one of the richest fisheries in the continental U.S., which supplies one-third of the seafood consumed by Americans. Wilma Subra is a Louisiana chemist and founder of the Subra Company, a chemistry lab and environmental consulting firm that provides technical support to the Louisiana Environmental Action Network. She is a past recipient of a MacArthur Fellowship grant, the so-called Genius Award. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Subra, who discusses her concerns about the toxicity of the oil and dispersants on people exposed to them during the cleanup, as well as the long-term impact of the oil spill on the environment.
Well, we've been involved in a lot of discussions about the material safety data sheet and the proprietary restrictions on them, and we are particularly concerned when someone gets injured and are taken to the hospital, and yet the medical profession that has to deal with them doesn't know what chemicals they have been in contact with. And we've been pushing, if you can't release it to everyone, you need to be able to release it immediately to the medical staff and the emergency responders that are having to deal with this.
And they have not done that yet?
No, they haven't done that yet.
Well, Ms. Subra, is this leak, which is still gushing as much as ever from the wellhead, likely to permanently destroy the fisheries in the Gulf, or do you think the ecosystem can recover?
Well, that's a big issue because of the application of the dispersant and it's spread throughout the water column and the sediment as well as on the surface, and it is getting into the marshy areas. The destruction of the ecosystem is really critical, and the time frame it would take to come back is really hard to estimate at this point because a lot of these chemicals that are in the crude oil and in the dispersant bioaccumulate up the food chain. So even after it destroys the ecosystem, when populations start trying to come back, they will actually build these chemicals up in their body and it magnifies up the food chain. So this will have a very, very long-lasting impact, both in the wetlands and to the fisheries resources, as well as the chemicals in the crude oil and the chemicals in the dispersant, particularly those in the crude oil, are known and suspected to cause cancer, so that the anticipated long-term impacts of people that have actually been exposed to it, which include the fishers who are not being provided with respirators, but are out there over the slick, fooling with the booms and the pads that are full of the crude oil, it looks like they will also have very long-term health impacts as a result of working to try and protect the marshland.
They are not being provided respirators by BP?
The fishermen are not being provided the respirators. We went to court on May 7th and charged that BP was not providing the people who were going to respond, which include a lot of the fishers, with the appropriate training and with the appropriate protective gear. We won that. BP still continued not to provide them with enough protective gear and not with respirators. Then we went to EPA, and with EPA we went to NOAA. NOAA came out weekend before last with a directive on exactly what kind of training for what jobs and requiring BP to provide the protective gear, including the respirators. That still has not happened. And working with Louisiana Environmental Action Network over this whole incident, we immediately ordered protective gear and respirators and got it down to the fishing community who was so desperate for it. And what we're hearing is that if they wear a respirator out in the field, BP tells them to get off the job. And they are being severely impacted. They come in with the severe headaches, with the nausea, with the respiratory impacts on a daily basis. We've notified the federal agencies that this is going on and hope that the federal agencies will take the appropriate action.
How are people in the community responding to this?
Well, we're very frustrated, and the people in the community are very frustrated. But the fishers and their families are also very reluctant to speak out because right now, the fishing grounds are closed, so the fishers cannot go out and earn a living. So the best they can do is work for BP and try and protect their marshes that are their resource of the future. And so they're very reluctant to speak out because they're scared when they go back to the job in the morning, they're going to be told, you no longer have a job. And then they have absolutely no source of income.
How would you compare the Katrina disaster of 2005 to this disaster for people in Louisiana?
Well, when you talk to the fishermen down there, they said after Katrina, we could start building. We knew it was over, and we could start trying to build back up. And in this case, we can't because everything's contaminated. And as the oil moves into the marshy areas and starts to kill off the vegetation, then the prospects of even greater coastal erosion will come along because the vegetation is what holds the soil and sediment together. And so when you talk to the fishermen, they go, right, as bad as Katrina was, it's nothing compared to this.
That was Wilma Subra, an advisor to the Louisiana Environmental Action Network. For updated information on the leak and its impact on local communities, call the network at area code 228-928-1315 or visit the group's website at leanweb.org.